Very good, and we're coming back into the third hour. This is the Barton Report, and we're probably broadcasting. I know we're playing long pieces this week, but they are very, very worthy. That RFK one, I say again, get it transcribed. It's on Activist Post, interview and video with James Corbett, and the previous one of Dolores Cahill, who's a world-class epidemiologist, and she's talking about this Freedom Airways to scuttle this entire tyranny of the lockdown and the mask wearing and all the other BS. But anyway, in this hour, we've two good pieces, one major one to play. It's Gabe Zolman put it up. It's two people I don't know, but they're talking very clearly about the so-called secret plan that is to reinstall Trump in the White House, the military to do it. I doubt that, but which is allowing Biden and those to commit all the crimes so as they can be gathered up and arrested for it. So we'll see if that's the case, but this is under the heading, it's a site called Gene Decode, and Ken has it there. It is 32 minutes. Okay, it'll run down for a fair bit, okay?
Okay, here we go. Here we are with Gene. This is Gene Decode number 31. Can you believe it? We made it over 30. Oh my gosh, it's a little crazy, but it's great. Gene, what are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to calm people down. A lot of people are freaked out about what happened yesterday, and they think that Biden's the president. But he's a president of a defunct bankrupt corporation called U.S. Inc. Okay. In capital letters, United States. That's incorporated. That whole thing is bankrupt. And as per the original Constitution that Trump was serving under his whole first term, and he'll be serving under on his second term as the 19th president, the first president of the non-incorporated, non-fake government since Ulysses S. Grant. So if you look at presidents, they've all been sworn in up to and including Ulysses S. Grant on March 4th, not January 6th. That's a corporation. That's a president of a corporation.
Okay, I want to agree with you, but I want to give some military intel before you go ahead. And I have some intel, and then I want to give you some, I want to ask you a question. Okay, so it's been sad, that whole thing yesterday was non-binding, and basically it was just a big show. It was a big show from J Lo and whatever his name was. What is that guy that sang? What's his name? That guy's name? The country western singer. It's just a big show. Garth Brooks, correct. So basically, that was just a show, and what's really the most important thing is that, the Pentagon is not letting the transition team have any information on any projects going on. So basically, they're not recognizing him because they're the ones that were tracking the whole election, if you know what I mean, right? Right. So they're the ones that are in control. They're the ones that are not recognizing him. Okay, now that's the question is, I was asked I heard that when he comes back that he's not going to be going to the White House. He's going to a whole new building. Is that correct or is that wrong?
He's actually in a building. It's a fake White House, and I'll show some pictures regarding that.
No, I mean Trump. When Trump comes back, is he going to the...
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I misconstrued what you were saying there.
Okay.
From what I'm being told, they're looking seriously at, because of all the satanic symbolism of the White House, of moving the capital of the country to somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
Also, the White House and the District of Columbia and all of that, that's part of the three city state system, and they're wanting to not even like be on the land involved with that hijack of our country before.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at totally different else. And like what you said, not only is the Pentagon not finished his briefing and not letting him do anything, and Trump still has the football.
Yeah, does he still have the nuclear codes?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So they can't do anything about the border wall either. They're talking about taking it down. They can't take it down, can they?
No, and the U.S. military won't let them. Okay. And under title, hold on just a second here. Ah, lost what I had up. Darn it. Let me see, where is that? The last bastion of the protection of the Constitution, the original Constitution for these United States for America, mm-hmm. is actually what is under, during McCarthy, there were, which is during the Cold War, the beginning of the Cold War with the, in the McCarthy era, they were concerned that the communists would take over the country. Of course, that was actually the cabal, and then the Nazis had taken over us. It was a thing between the cabal and the Nazis, but the Nazis, you know, had it put in, even though it was for our country, and it's put in our original constitution, which is called Military Code 11.3, that when the U.S. is taken over by a hostile government, mm-hmm. Or any government, in other words, other than our own, in other words, transition of power to somebody else, the military steps in. That's why you see the military, the Pentagon, not finishing his briefing, the football not being turned over to him. The military, when he left after the supposed inauguration as president, president of a defunct corporation, they all, 75% of them, the National Guard, turned their back on him. They did not pick him up with a military Air Force One or any other Air Force plane. Since air travel, he's the first president not to be flown in. He had to take a private jet in because the military doesn't recognize him because as per that 11.3 military code, that when this country has been taken over, then the military takes it back. So right now, Trump has retired, not stepped down, retired from being the head of the corporation. He was both the head of the corporation and the president for these United States for America. So all the laws he signed are actually legal laws. The executive orders he stands signed are for real. The one Biden signed and are signing are actually not only the not real, they're part of a corporation under the crown, what's called the Crown Corporation, or they call it the company. That's why you hear CIA work for the company, C_A's, they work for the company. I'm the company man. That's why they say that. So let me share this, first of all, and show a few things. Hold on. Sorry about that. It's not working here.
Well, it's good that you're handling it.
Yeah, let me stop sharing and try it again. It's it's being a pain. I'm taking.
You want me to stop share?
No, I got it. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, we should be here now. So you see my screen there, Kamala?
Yeah.
So look at what for Satanists, they don't want like touching the Bible at all. So there's the Bible, but there's your verse.
I can't see the picture anymore. You took it off a second after you should put it on.
Hey, can you see it now?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Let me try again.
It came on for a second. Okay.
So you
see, okay, I see it now. There you go. I see it.
Get some things off screen, distracting. Swearing in on her purse is on top of the Bible. She's not touching the Bible because they're Satanists. They don't touch the Bible.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then after that, that's what Biden is swearing on top of. But that is a piece of wood.
Oh, my God.
It's just a chunk of wood.
And that's actually
a mace. Look at that. It's an ankh. You see how it's an ankh? It's the bottom. This is an ankh down here. This is not a cross. The cross to Christ. This is
what's an ankh? What's an ankh?
It's an Egyptian rendition of kind of a sort of cross.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So you know, they're actually not, you know, and then I have some pictures of him in the supposed White House here. So let me show that. And this is, you know, just research you can do online, but if you know what you're looking at. So the Oval Office doesn't have a parking lot with cars parked out back behind there. See that? It's a car.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in the Oval Office.
Where is he?
He's in the fake White House. It's up near Mount Vernon.
So wouldn't the cabal know that he's not in the real White House? Or do
yeah, because they can't. They're not letting him do this there. The military's not letting that happen.
And so they also lowered the flag, the American flag. They took it off the White House.
Yeah, there's a black flag. Look at these supposed stack of executive orders. It's blank paper with no letterhead, no presidential letterhead, nothing. It's just blank paper.
Oh,
it's a fake out.
Oh, wow.
What's he signing? Blank sheets of paper?
Oh, wow.
And again, look out the window. See this? Those are cars.
Yeah.
It's not the Oval Office. Look at pictures with any other president, but what's out the back, out the windows. That's not what's out the windows.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. So, I mean, it's a total fake out.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they're acting like, oh, we're doing something. We're not. Yeah, you're doing something. It's not what we're thinking of, you know, what we're being told, what, you know, what you're telling us isn't even remotely true. It's
yeah, totally, but I mean, aren't they concerned that the people are going to know, or they're not?
They don't think that we're smart enough to notice these details.
Oh, okay. So so how come they're not fighting with the Pentagon to get in? They're not even trying to get in now.
They're not even trying, because okay. The Pentagon with the Space Force, with the TR-3Bs and that stuff, they can't begin to go up against it. They don't have that kind of assets anymore. Okay. Additionally, you know, because the entire military is united and is standing against them and is going to take it all back, they have to go by the rule of law. That's what Trump does. So he stepped down, retired, not stepped down, but retired as the corporation president. And that corporation under 1870, the Act of 1871, and then 1913 with the Federal Reserve, and then the 16th Amendment, which is against, is not, it said appeared to be ratified at, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning, just after Christmas, all of that, collection agency out of Delaware, the IRS, none of that's legal. So all of that we've been voluntarily complying with is a violation of the Constitution as it was put in by the Founding Fathers. So that's what Trump will be inaugurated under. We have to give it time. They have to let them commit the crimes. So they're in there committing crimes and saying they're doing this and doing that and violating the law of the land. And so when they're in, they can be arrested, tried for sedition and treason, because this is a military coup. They're saying they did this, and they, foreign power, shifted the election from Trump to Biden. By, you know, the algorithms got overwhelmed. The big servers in Madrid and Frankfurt were overwhelmed. So why it froze up. Because 80%, more than 80% of the people, he got 49 out of 50 states, including California. So the algorithms froze.
Including Hawaii, I heard, including Hawaii.
Yeah. So the server shut down because they couldn't handle it. So what then happened is the Vatican's big, huge satellite, Leonardo cut in and took over. And finish the rest. That's why, and they had to bring in and stuff it and run ballots through the machine. So all of this, all of that involved of Italy, the president there is already arrested. The bank accounts are frozen, as you reported earlier on your show, Kirsten. All of that's been done. And now these countries are being warned that they have to turn over all the information. The server information in Madrid and in Frankfurt's already grabbed. Gina Haspel's already under arrest. That's already going to be all taken down. But they warned China, you stand down. They've been grabbing for months containers coming in on big, huge container ships full of military hardware, like phalanx type missile systems.
Oh yeah, the video that I did, the Club K cruise missile, the four missiles in each 40-foot container that went to the Costco in Denver. Costco, yeah. The CIA.
And the military and the NSA have it all. They're, thank you for China for outfitting our military with your hardware. Appreciate it. Free hardware, yay. All we have to do is grab it. Thank you. And the military fleets of the U.S. Navy are off the coastline. They're grabbing everything. They've got D.C. locked down, all the tunnels, 25,000 National Guard, plus hundreds, which 2,000 were made U.S. Marshals, deputized. Then they have hundreds of active military there. They have, we're in DEFCON 2. That's another thing that people don't understand. And under DEFCON 2, you have what's called continuity of government, COG. It means you cannot transfer leadership of the country during a war, during DEFCON 2. And so that's why FDR did three terms during World War II. He couldn't step down. He had to be reelected, supposedly again. But in that case, that would have been applying. And in this situation, it applies because we were taken over by a foreign entity, namely China, Iran, et cetera, Italy, and a few other countries involved in that. So the U.S. has warned China. They put a 4.5 earthquake that blew a dam up above Three Gorges, which flooded Three Gorges again. They had it lower, and now it's over, almost over the rim again, and it's getting more cracked. And it's the CCP has finally admitted, amazingly enough, that the bottom of the dam has moved. And so that they're warning them, you know, obviously, if we can take out one dam, we can take out another. Then they also have blown up some more dams. They took out one in the border of Canada in Maine with a rod of God, what's called Project Odin. They dropped a rod on it and it went into that dump. It's coming down many times the speed of sound. It's a very thin, small rod, but it penetrated and took that dump completely out because they got tired, like the last one with the 50,000. This was 25,000 Chinese troops in there. But the Chinese were able to blow up the F-16, you know, disable it, and then the co-pilot and the pilot had to eject and be picked up by the U.S. SEALs, Navy SEALs.
Was the pilot dead or one of them?
No, that's fake reporting by the MSM, by the mainstream.
Okay.
They're fine. And so rather than risk assets, you can't take out a rod of God. It's a little tiny thing, like a needle, a really strong needle falling at thousands of miles an hour from space. It's
right.
Pretty hard to take that out. But it hits with the force of a nuclear blast. So they took that out, and they warned Mexico. The troops in China has troops in the dumps in Mexico, and they've been taking those out too. So it's, you know, there, and they also are taking out a big, huge dump on going up in Mongolia that goes under Tibet all the way down into China. And they're taking that out. So they're boarding the Chinese, and they're also heading in that way. And they've been taking out dumps in Patricia and Criotia, where I actually, you know, when I saw that, I contacted four people. I get emails, and they actually told me they saw tanks, U.S. tanks, and U.S. military personnel marching down the road with the big Ospreys, the Navy's.
Okay, we'll go to the break and come back to this thriller, and then we'll comment on it later on. Okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we've come back in. I'll just explain about this broadcast. It's it came from Gabe Zollner, who picks up amazing stuff. Gunslinger GabeZollner.com. He's heavily enmeshed now on Brighteon, having been pulled from YouTube. And he does something like 15, 25 short videos a day. He should be doing a radio program. But the only title I have in this, these are two experienced broadcasters. They're shouting at each other, which doesn't help. One is interviewing the other, who report on this kind of thing. The guy involved, I didn't catch his name, but it's Gene Decode is the site. But you'll find it on Gabe Zollner. But we'll go back and try and finish up on this now. Okay.
SEAL helicopters and all of that. So the military of the U.S. is moving, and they're warning China, we will take out Three Gorges Dam. You pull your stuff out. You stop sending all this hardware here. You stop trying to take over our country. They took it over. You know, Biden, and there were markers on the cue board about this too. If everybody will go back and look, there were markers that said, what if Biden gets in? Hunter plus one, Hunter plus two, plus one Ukraine, plus two China. It means that he took bribes. And we are taken over by foreign countries to get in, just like they showed in The Simpsons. And he is actually the installed corporate president by China. the China Corporation. Essentially, he's the president of Costco.
He's the president of Costco. Yeah, that's where they send the Christmas elf. Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations, you head Costco.
Oh my God, it's so crazy what they're doing, and they know what they're doing. And what are they trying to do? Just tell the, you know, deceive the people and get them depressed? Is that what they're doing when they know they're not in control? What the hell?
Well, they seriously, some of them still think they're in control. The head on earth of the cabal, because of the indictment that was done in the courts of heaven, surrendered, recognizes the spirit, you know, as Lord Maitreya, the direct head of the entire cabal of the black magic and the top warlock on witch on earth. She recognizes that. And
who are those two people? Do you have the names? Or
I don't have the name, and no one would recognize the name anyway. It just goes by the title of the office as Lord Maitreya.
Okay, so I got some information that basically says that we have 22 months that they have to keep the paperwork for all the ballots for all the states, and that lawsuit is going through tomorrow. They really need to do something about, you know, Justice Roberts, who's the most corrupt rhino ever. He's the one that was discussing replacing Judge Scalia before he was even passed. He even died. They were replacing him already. And he was also, you know, bringing in two daughters from Wales illegally, voted for Obamacare, got $3 billion from Building 7, and basically was on Epstein Island and gave the Bushes, the Cheneys, and the Clintons, the rest of the $20 trillion. He took $3 trillion. And he was heard, you know, making sure that Trump will never get reelected, cursing. So something needs to happen to him because he's the most corrupt of all. He's like the most corrupt of the whole gang. So, yeah, Justice Roberts. But we have 22 months, really. They have to keep the documents, and they can show all the fraud that's going on. Okay, so what else do we have?
So, again, that means, you know, we're looking at, like you said, 22 months for the corruption, show that. Then they also have to, they'll show the corruption they're doing with the trying to take over the military as the last bastion for the Constitution for the United States for America. We're looking at a time frame. It's not going to happen overnight. So people are freaking out. Don't freak out. We're fine. This is the plan. And the plan comes from God. And then the alliance runs the plan. And it's the U.S. military is now in charge. So
you said by March the 4th now. By March the 4th, you should be in.
From what I've been, that's one thing I've been told. Another one is that he was actually also secretly sworn in on the 11th of January.
I heard he was sworn in too. I heard that he was sworn in. I heard he was sworn in more recently, but you know, 11th of January sounds good to me. Probably on film. Probably at the White House. Probably.
So. Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. You know how things flush out. Then I've also had, I can't vet it yet, that Nasara has been activated by a general because the military is administering the country, mm-hmm. and we're actually in DEFCON 2. They're already doing the Sara, so we'll have to see how things flush out. If
that would be General Hayton. General Hayton,
okay.
The head of the Pentagon.
We'll go to the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Good. We'll come back to the break. And just before we go back to that piece, I know it's like a radio thriller the way it's presented, but the bits and pieces that I have heard, it's amazing if it's true. But anyway, go back to Chance. Is back on the line. That he's got a nugget of wisdom for us. Chance, yeah, in West Virginia.
Yes, PJ. Thank you for taking my call a second time. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go PJ, ahead, yeah. I got to ask you, who are those two characters? I never laughed so damn hard in months. I've laughed my ass off here listening to this.
Yeah, I'm pushing in. Well, let me explain. The two great pieces today are the piece with JFK. I know his voice is very bad.
Well, that was excellent. I have a lot of respect for RFK.
Oh, yeah. He's very good. But when you listen to that speech, I know it's hard to listen to his voice.
And also, Dolores Cahill also. But this last clip you played, PJ, you know,
I'm really playing it for Ken here, who was in, you know, the board up, the sound engineer. He was in Washington he was just a passive participant in Washington on the 6th. But it's a PJ, bit much putting them all together.
PJ, it's so damn silly. It sounds like QAnon Chapter 2.
I'm playing it, it takes in all the bits and pieces of conspiracy to a degree on the Patriot side. I'm not sneering at it. Maybe it's true. I don't know. But it's encapsulated in this piece.
It just goes to show how far they'll go to mind screw everybody. It's so obvious. You didn't get the name of these two characters, did you? Because I'd like to check them out myself.
What I can give you is, Ken might be rooted out, Gene Decode. It's a broadcaster, Gene Decode, and the two of them do broadcasts on the guy on Military Matters for years. It's Gene Decode, but it's on Gabe Zollner's website, right? If you go to Gabe, you haven't got the internet.
All I can say before I leave you now, PJ, is I've never laughed so hard in months.
I'm glad we cheered you up. It really did.
Good night now. Thank you for taking my call again.
Okay. Very good. Right, Kenneth, we'll go back to this piece and finish it up, and then we'll have a spiel from me, okay? Okay.
And we have also the new head of the NSA, which Chris Miller put in. His name is Mark Ellis. So all three of them are the ones that are in charge of all the military. So there you go.
Yep. And the head of the FEMA is they enacted that because they need a place to put all these treasonous people.
Right. So are they doing arrests right now as we speak?
That's what I've heard. And then we'll have to wait and see. You know, what I've been heard is they're going to do actually the emergency broadcast system at some point. And then later on, you know, under Nasara, all of this takes 120 days for new elections and everything else. That the voting machines built by the Army Corps of Engineers is what I've been told, that can only count votes one time. They can't write anything, and they check that the person's a citizen of the United States, a living citizen that's registered voter, and it has not a felon, because you can't vote if you're a felon. So it records everything. And so if you were to go, person was to show the ID, it checks all that information out. Then if they go to another place and try to vote, they can't vote. And so it does check if the person on the ID through like either DNA, retinal scan, or fingerprints is the person that's there, and it has to be done and administered by the military. So they verify everything, and it's a one-time deal. It's all tied into quantum voting system. So through Nasara, that takes 120 days. So if I do the math, and we're saying you can do the math either from January 11th or January 19th or 20th, if we said the 20th yesterday, then that would be May 20th. We would see through the new election, the president be sworn in, and then Congress and Senate would have to do that. And then after Congress and Senate, the governors would have to do that, and all the local governments, because the states, after the Act of 1871, through a series of moves, were turned into franchises. All they are is franchises for the corporation. They weren't states by the original for these United States. These United States, states, individual countries that joined by treaty to be protecting the Constitution for these United States, for America. So they were for America, not of. If you're of something, that means it's a corporation and you're a franchise.
Yeah, you're owned by them. So when we say March the 4th, Trump should be back by March the 4th, correct?
It could be if we go by Nasara and the math all the way down to May 20th. We're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, no. No one's going to wait till May. It's like March.
I'm hoping you're right, but we have to wait and see. It depends on moves and counter moves and cabal and the alliance and who does what.
And why is the D-class suddenly stopped? It was supposed to come out. What happened?
The day before he stepped. He retired from the corporation. Trump dumped everything.
Okay.
The D-class has been done completely.
But they're blocking.
As far as the FISA and all that. The full D-class with all the patents and everything has already been done too. People just don't know to go look. The stuff for Salvatore Pais on the free energy device that the TR-3B uses and the anti-gravity, all that, that's already D-classed. And that's a working patent. It's already a working machine. It's free. Means it's free. You don't have to pay gratuities. That's already been done a long time ago.
Yeah, but what the rest of the D-class on Obamagate and all that stuff, they keep on blocking it. If it's supposed to be released yesterday, it was not.
It was actually put out on the internet. You just have to know where to go to find it.
It was put out. The whole deep was.
Yeah, the Kabbalah's trying to make like it isn't put out, of course, but it was put out. Trump put it out. I actually got a copy of it.
You have a copy here? I'm just kidding.
I can't dig it up right that fast, but if I'd known ahead of time, I could have, but I don't know where I put it right now.
Okay. What was I going to ask you? So do you have any pictures, videos, anything for us?
Just what I already showed. Sorry, I have a lot of stuff. I'm kind of disorganized.
Okay.
I'm not up to par today. I had a tooth extracted, so I'm going to
put it. Oh, no. So what? So are we doing the same show that we did with you did with Rick? You did the same thing with Rick, right?
Basically. Yeah, I already did this with Rick, pretty much what I just said.
So I have something to add to it. I showed video earlier today of Nancy Pelosi getting detained. Let's say the word detained. I showed the video, and she said to the girl that was next to her, don't say anything. Don't say anything. So that's what I want you to know, that she was detained. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And if people will look at the supposed inauguration at Big Mike and Barry, they don't look like the Big Mike and Barry. The nose is wrong. The face is wrong. Those aren't the same people we had serving as presidents for the corporation for 8 years.
The Big Mike and Barry, you couldn't even see the face because the hair was covering it as it came down. And then, of course, you know, we had all those other people.
We'll finish it there. They're going into general conversation. Okay, very good. And we'll take a call before the end. And that is in Mirror in Wisconsin. Okay. Hello, Mirror.
Hi, PJ. Yeah, thanks for playing this. I didn't mean to interrupt it. I'm enjoying it.
No, it's nearly finished.
Okay.
But if you go to the internet, go on to Gabe, what is that called? Gabe Zolna's site. He's a prolific video blogger.
What was it
and
again?
It's called Gene Deco. It's Gabe Zolna. It didn't originate there, but that's where I got it from. Gabe Zolna is a prolific G-A-B-E. Zolna, Zolna.com.
Okay, Zolna. Thank you. I'm not familiar with that.
And you'll find that they're run back 10. He puts out 10 a day, but some of them are long pieces. But I'm not taking this as gospel. About half a dozen or 10 of the points they talk about, 10 of the points are factually correct. But it's an amalgam of what is going around the Patriot movement. That's why I'm playing it. You make what you will of it. Okay?
It's very important to get more than one side than the mudstream media. This annoys me.
Oh, yeah.
Because so much of the alternative or the independent media, if it's not echoing what we know are lies, then they don't want to hear it at all.
Oh, yeah.
Why not listen to the information? There's a lot to be gleaned from this Q phenomenon. And it's not QAnon. Q is, they said from the beginning, it's 10 people, 7 of them are military. Mm-hmm. Okay? Anons are all around the world that are contributing to this. So I'm just
some
saying,
of them are, but
everybody
and some of them have been
to the curb.
All these general sites, they get infiltrated by the right and the left, different things. I don't know if I got myself as right or left, but you have to have great discernment and be able to judge things. But the two or three great sites are Activist Post. Activist Post, that site is very, very good. James Corbett and a dozen other people and very good articles on mostly the police state. And then Natural News covers the broad stream and what do you call them? Adams has put out a prolific amount of stuff and very, very factual
stuff.
There's
a lot of things. PJ, remember, Romans 3:10. There are none that are righteous, not one. Okay? So we can't expect anyone to be perfect. But also Hosea 4:6, reject knowledge, I reject you. You suffer for lack of knowledge.
Yeah. You have to qualify and interpret all. You have to qualify all these things. Well, we have to qualify all these things with examples.
Well,
but
you don't have to kick it to the curb without paying any attention.
No.
How many years do people look at Drudge Report?
Hold on. I want to point something out to you.
There's an organization set up called the Clergy Response Team, which the CIA and all the spook agencies got together, and they've recruited thousands of pastors of all denominations to, when they get the signal in a disaster, to get people into FEMA camps. They're going to quote one of the things, a piece of scripture that's out of context with the situation. We already have pastors and the head of the Church of England saying that the vaccine is sent from God. This Justin Welby, I have the piece here. I might
sent
get
from hell,
by the
more
end.
Like.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. We have gargantuan deceit, but the churches are a disgrace. Journalism is a disgrace. The TV stations are a disgrace. So it's a hell of a battle. So
a good,
I just don't know about Trump.
Yeah, there's a very good Catherine Austin Fitz from May last year, and I'm going to send that to Ken, and I don't know if he'll post it and send it to you or not. I don't have your email. I have that.
It's very, her stuff is very long, but she's been interviewed by John Stafford.
Yeah, very good. The Injectables.
And she has a major broadcast. She's a major major thing out about the whole thing together.
From
Big Pharma, the banking thing.
You need to reread it.
I read hundreds of pages a week, my friend.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything, especially not you. I'm just saying this is very important.
Yeah.
Because
Catherine
Austin Fitz
gets
treating
a very high
our
mark
bodies
for accuracy.
They're treating our bodies like computer systems.
I got it. And they want to take ownership of your children away from you, and they want to. This is the fight to stand up and for sovereignty and independence and freedom, and that's what that Dolores Cattle is doing in a very effective way.
They not only want us dead; they want our souls.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
they want
right.
us actually they're to kill ourselves by agreeing to all their methods. So
that point in that broadcast.
Wherever you can find knowledge, seek it, ask for Holy Spirit's guidance, and follow it without expectation.
Sure.
Now it's nice
to
be entertained and think everything's a laughing stock, and everything Trump is a laughing stock. But he kept us out of war.
I think the key word, and it takes years to develop it, to get it very good. Some people never develop it. Discernment, and you have to discern and attack information and shake it down to its core. And that's what I've been doing most of my life.
Okay. It's amazing how you can be fooled by something and come back and say,
I get fooled enough time, but not very often. Like, I have 25 ways of checking out what the BBC
totally
says.
Accurate.
You know?
Everybody
has
so
a vested interest,
Everything's
you wouldn't expect it to be accurate. I don't expect it to be accurate. You have to just know the history of these people is one of the biggest indicators
These poisoners of the world.
Absolutely. They're in everything, absolutely. The teachers and the universities and the doctors, the whole thing. We're living, I said before, I've used this phrase many, many times, we're living under multi-layered criminal syndicates at every level. At every level. Okay. We've got to finish up the program soon. Okay, thank you, Mayor. But I'm shivering so much stuff together. I didn't get hold of the name, but that's Gene Decode and the two people involved. They're on GabeZonasite.com, and he is embedded heavily in Brighteon now, having been kicked off. He should not have been kicked off YouTube. But he wears a Western hat. He's a gunslinger. Was really good, of Hungarian descent. Came to Canada and then came to America and served in the military, and he lives in Arizona. But GabeZonasite.com has that. Gene Decode. That's etc. I know I'm pushing in very long-winded things this week. I won't get time now to play what was a dire warning from David Dubine on climate collapse. And I'll just give you a few things verbally from it. If you go to Adapt 2030, Dubine has put out a piece. He's in frantically putting together an eco-farm dwelling with friends of his in Tennessee, where he's from. He lived in Taiwan for years. I've met him here at AV10 in Britain. His presentation, which is up there, David Dubine at AV10, is outstanding. 5 years of work went into it. assembling all the facts and the science, the facts and the science, no opinion of what the grand solo minimum is about. We've got this presidential political crisis, the Supreme Court crisis, no more law in Britain, really, worth it, or in America. We have the media collapse of into dire poison, this Silicon Valley social media poison. We have the bankruptcy about to occur, the financial collapse, and we have the grand solar minimum. We have 5G. How much more, right? Okay, we go to the last break of the day, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're coming back in for the last few minutes of the program today. Is the Barden Report. I know I've packed in an awful lot of heavy-duty stuff today, but the two things I'll go back on are go on to Activist Post and get a copy down that audio video. Get it transcribed, if you can, of Robert Kennedy. It reads, it's a tremendous piece of work. It really is. I know it's very hard to listen to his voice, but that was a major broadcast he did across the world to 50 countries. And he's gaining massive support, et cetera, on what he's doing, protecting children and all. It's not just vaccines, which is a horror story. It is on every level, the way I have a story in front of me here. We're running out of time. BBC lockdown homeschooling program tells 9-year-old children there are over 100 genders. Right? Imagine the BBC going on with this crap. There's a video to go with it. It shows kids talking to adults about bigender and genderqueer and pansexual identities. I mean, absolutely, how to destroy children. The BBC is a cesspit. And I had a piece today, it's gone down. I sent it out to Dave for editing, but I'll play it next week, where he's winning Alex Belfield. He's a bit rough with the language, so some of those things I can't play. I have to have two swear words taken out of it. But he's one of the senior legal team in the BBC has been fired for telling barefaced lies and preparing false cases. Whoa, and he has a major case, which he's funding from crowdfunding, suing them for libel. He worked for them for 15 years. And Anna Breeze, who interviewed the... I rushed that today, I know, but we'll go back at a slower pace next week and the week after. Anna Breeze, an ex-BBC journalist, a great girl, she really is, just two young children. And she left the BBC in Cardiff out of sheer frustration of the do's and don'ts and the political correctness that was strangling broadcasting in the BBC. Although we have this new station starting around about now soon. I think it's GB News, I've got it right. But Andrew Neil, but it's funded by who? Rupert Murdoch. There is an amazing syndrome with Murdoch. I think he's a mercenary. Sky Australia is very bare knuckled and very open, and they're kind of conservative, and they are very, very good. But if you see the broadcast on key issues and on the Trump election from Sky News Australia, that is very, very good. But Sky in Britain is politically correct crap, and in America it's Fox News, which is now really coming to an end. I don't know how long more Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham. I know people are calling her a neocon, but again, they're wearing golden handcuffs. They're all rotten with money. Hannity is worth something like $300 million. I don't know what Tucker Carlson is. He must have 50 or 100 million. They should. The good ones are broadcasted. Not Hannity. Hannity is a total shill. An absolute mercenary show. Fake patriot. Fake. But the better ones of those broadcasters can put enough money together to start a new station. And one thing that came out during the week, this is a published document that Bill O'Reilly has settled a whole lot of sexual harassment settlements. And one of them he settled for how much? $32 million. $32 million. That's on Gabe Dolan's site as well. Okay, we've come to the end of the program. As we say, we'll be back this time next week with the Baden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.